WZAB Sweetwater, South Florida's only business radio station.
The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, all right, everybody. I can't believe we're having this great show today. We're going to talk about how we can help kids learn to make their case with my good friend Cliff Shulman. We're going to talk about the Miami-Dade Urban Debate League. We're going to do that in the second part of the show. We're probably 15 minutes in. We'll start talking to them. These are amazing people. Wait till you see the young person that they're bringing today. Suffice it to say that I really think that he's going to be the one that brings peace to our world in our time. But before we get to that, we're going to talk. Why don't we run some ads and come back, Wanda? What do you think?
Sounds good to me, Jim.
All right, high five. Let's go out, sell some cars, and then come on back. Needed. High five for Wanda for giving the respect that's needed to the lady singing Jumpin' Jack Flash. Aretha Franklin brought so much kindness and gentleness to the world and so much happiness too. Hey everybody, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got a great store up in Gainesville that sells Audis. And of course, down in Key West, they've got a store that sells just about every nameplate you can think of. What do they have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. That's my personal favorite, where they come and pick up your car for you. And you also get a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. My mom drives that person crazy. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's go back to the Queen.
Good morning, all.
Hello.
Wake up!
The tics and grimaces start pretty soon after you wake up in the morning.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Are you mentally ill?
This show is crazy. Crazy.
You know, before this is over, I'm going to need a whole lot of serious therapy.
It's just Thursday.
It's Thursday. Thursday!
I mean, I know it's Thursday, but what time?
It's showtime.
Hey, this is Jim Freed. Connect to Capital Investment Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnex, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FREED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking. Hey, looking for real estate capital? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Trying to solve a complex problem? Maybe you've owned some land and you want to build on that land. Maybe you've got a real complex cash flowing real estate deal and you want to capitalize on it. Maybe you just need to close your loan by the end of next week. Well, I can help with all those situations. And last week I was, Last week I was recognized in the South Florida Business Journal as being one of the top 25 commercial real estate companies here in South Florida. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. 6300 because I want to help you. When you call me at 305-773-6300, it's not about me. It's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, we're back, and we were going to have Adriana Salusi on from BizNow. We were going to talk about BizNow, but Adriana had to cancel. And the reason he canceled is because his friend Robert Brighton III passed away of a heroin overdose. And I'm saying this on the air because Adriano asked me to do it, and they're raising funds for his friends. The most important thing that is to be recognized here is that this is a continuing problem. We do a lot of stuff on the medical marijuana industry as an alternative to opioids and hard drugs, and we really hope that people will turn away. And Adriano, I'm giving you a special hug and special love and a special recognition today for you and your friend. When you're ready and you've got the site up for where we can donate, we'll make sure we get that out to our friends. But I'm also mentioning this for another reason. It's been a pretty tough time for me over the past couple of weeks. I lost a very good friend of mine, Don Weidenfeld. He had a heart attack. He was up in the mountains. He thought it was altitude sickness, but instead it was a heart attack.
Wow.
That's right. So everybody out there, make sure you get your checkups and make sure you hug and kiss all your friends, because it hit Don out of nowhere. You never know. But I have another friend who's just in hospice. I guess it's my week, Wanda. And my good friend, David Lipp,
It's life, Jim.
That's right. It's life. I love David Lipp. David Lipp has fought a very brave battle against cancer, and he's losing it. We're going to have a fund we're putting together at the ICSC Foundation in David's name to help kids get involved in the real estate industry. So if you want to get involved in that, you reach out to me. I want to thank my good friend Gary Broidis for putting this together. I want to thank my good friend Trish Blasey for making sure we get the attention of the ICSC Foundation. And if anybody wants to get involved, you just email me, Jim@FreedOnBusiness, or if you got my email or my phone numbers, you know how to get me. I'll be up there with my good friend Gary at the ICSC in Orlando. We're going to be telling everybody how they can help each other, and it's an extraordinarily important thing to do there. But what does all that teach me? Well, it teaches me, like Wanda said, that's life. Wanda had a bunch of losses occurred to her last year.
Yeah.
Wanda, you've made it through. We still got Fluffy with us.
Yeah, definitely. That's helped a lot, having him.
Yeah, well, what's going on today in the world, Wanda?
Well, today, it's National Rum Day.
Rum Day?
To transition into something here, trying to transition. National Rum Day, and on this day, rum is distilled clear alcohol. I don't drink rum. Where does rum come from originally? I'm not so sure.
I think Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
I know the Bacardis did it in Cuba. There's
Caribbean
all kinds
somewhere.
Of different stuff, but high five to those people.
All right,
and
thanks,
guys. Cuba Libre.
It's also National Tell a Joke Day. If you got one, lay it on me.
Okay, let's see. Sorry, can't do it here on
the
radio.
It'll come to you.
I know.
Also National Roller Coaster Day.
Oh, I like that. It's got its ups and downs.
Yeah, and National Airborne Day.
National Airborne Day.
Great for germs.
Airborne, like airborne, cold thing, or?
Well, I'm hoping that it's like skydiving and things that are flying.
No, I certainly don't want
to go. It's observed each year on August 16th, designated by the United States Congress. National Airborne Day honors the National Airborne Divisions of the Armed Forces.
Oh, well, that I don't have a problem with. Those guys jump into deep doo-doo.
George W. created that one.
I like George. I think that's good for him.
I like it when they create clever holidays.
I think that's too. I think I like
that
too.
So there we go. That's today. August 16th. That's what we're celebrating today. So go have some rum.
I think so. Yeah, but don't drive.
Tell a joke.
Don't have rum.
Why?
Don't have rum.
Okay.
So one of the things that we've been doing at our house lately is we've been posting on the door as you leave different words of the day. Words like happiness, positive, strength.
Good.
It's been really great.
What's today's word?
Today's word, actually, it's going to be a word of a week this time, is recovery, because Rivian pushed herself too hard.
Okay.
I told you we had a lot of events that we went to that drained her last week. I mentioned a couple of the reasons why. And so Vivian is be home reconstituting herself and getting strong again. But it's actually amazing. When people ask me how Vivian's been doing, I use the word radiant. And I want to take opportunity to thank, of course, Betty DiMartini and Chaya Lipschitz for helping us get all that done. And, of course, the folks at Renewal for giving us the ecosystem of positive energy that allowed us to survive. But I I must say is that the thing that is the most important to me is just that you keep moving. I'm taking Don's son with me to the Marlins-Yankees game.
Oh, how'd that go?
Well, it's going to be next week. I'll tell you how it's going to go. But look for us on Facebook. He's just an amazing person. Justin's an AEPI like I was up at UF.
A what?
AEPI. It's our fraternity. AEPI. We're known as the Apes. That's
AEPI.
What are you, a TEP over there? We got a TEP, a pie lamb. Food fight. And, you know, that's Cliff. Cliff was a pie lamb. That's all right. I don't care who you vote for as long as you vote and vote often, you know. So that was a joke. Hey, I told a joke. It's National Joke Day.
Hey, congratulations. I knew you'd get through it.
Yeah, you figured it as much. But, here's, you know, we've had some real good stuff. I want to, of course, give a high five again. Thank you so much to our friends Adriano from BizNow. And our friends also, I want to thank our folks at RealConnects. We've been hearing from the folks at RealConnects, all the realtors listening.
Alrighty.
I want to remind them that they should go and call the folks at RealConnects and find out about the benefit that they have when they get their real estate realtor's license down here. Now, I want to go back to just a couple of things that we talked about. Mainly, I want to talk about the word of the day. I found that it's been absolutely terrific. One of the things that it helps me do is it helps me set the tone for the day. I think it's real important to set the tone for the day, and I always make them positive. Now, I'm hoping that lasts until I get past Biscayne Boulevard. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. When it doesn't, then I'm calling and talking to my mom, and here's another joke warning.
Uh-oh.
When I'm driving around and I complain about the traffic, my mom just tells me to be quiet. It's my fault. I knew you'd like that one. Because I do all those high-rise residentials.
I solved another problem.
It looks like we got a handshake on one of the deals I've been working on. I got that handshake today. I got the. I'm not going to say high five again. I'm going to say kudos from the guys involved for working real hard. And it's two families I'm putting together. So really the deal, which is a real long-term transaction, was really made for their kids. So it's really going to be a beautiful thing to see these two families come together and change the face of South Florida and really build something spectacular, something that I think we'd all want to be a part of. It'll be, I guess can't say what it's going to be or where it's going to be yet.
Why?
I have a confidentiality agreement.
All right.
You know, that's the way it is. I can just tease everybody. I can't tell them the details. I'm such a big
shot. Nothing like a good tease.
There is a good tease. Well, I'll tell you, I just got recognized by South Florida Business Journal as the 25th largest commercial real estate firm in the country. I mean, in South Florida, not bad for two legs, two arms, and two eyes. I think I did pretty good there. And I want to thank all of my clients that made that happen, Malcolm Butters and Troy Cox. Thank you so much for that. And, Wanda,
yes.
Why don't we take a little early break?
Why?
Because I'm hoping that the young folks will be here and I can give them a little extra time. Do we know where they're at yet? They're outside?
They're here?
Let's go to a break.
Are
they here yet?
Oh, okay,
boy. Well, we're going to get started.
Do I need to go let people in, or what's happening?
I don't know. Are they here on the floor yet, Lauren?
We'll play some Aretha.
Please do that. Here it is. This was for Larry.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here we go.
This one's for Larry's Inn. All right, that's right, Freeway of Love. That's for my good friend Larry Zinn, who's definitely on the Freeway to Love, because that guy just got married to the most wonderful lady, Courtney. High five to the both of them. And When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. I say that a lot, but I truly mean it. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. I do all the time. I love them over there. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their great Audi store up in Gainesville. I got to go try that new Audi. It looked great. And they've got their deal down in their store down in Key West. It has all kinds of great nameplates. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and of course, they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. You think I like saying that? You know I do. Red cap service and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I won't tell you how much my mom drives that person crazy this time. Well, I guess I just did. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody. You need real estate capital. I've got it, and I've got access to it. That's right. I'm with Spectrum. We've got what we're one of the oldest private lenders here in South Florida. Been around for 35 years. We close fast. That's right. Maybe you're building a condo or a home, and you need a little extra cash to finish, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you need a construction loan on your townhouse project. I can help with that too. Your land development? That too. Maybe you want to go vertical on the property that you've owned for years. You don't know how to do it. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Explanation, going vertical. That means you got a great piece of property. It's zoned for something a lot more than you got on it now. And so it's probably worth more than you think it is. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I got to put my glasses on because I got a lot of stuff to read right now.
I want to turn some lights on, too.
No, I don't need lights. It doesn't look good with the lights. Actually, I like the way it looks now. Tonight, our focus is on the Miami-Dade Urban League. It's now going into its fourth year of operation. They've got over 400 inner-city middle school and high school students participating in this competitive debate. They learn to argue with words, not violence. How nice for a change. You know, joining me tonight is Cliff Shulman, my old friend. Can I say my old friend Cliff Shulman? Yeah, you're old, and we've been friends for a long time. Cliff Shulman, he's a close and longtime friend, and he's a partner in the law firm of Wife, Sirota, and Helfman. Hey, Steve, and Colin Bierman, too. He specializes in zoning and environmental law, and Cliff is also the chairman of the board of the Miami Urban Debate League. Cliff's career was really determined as a 16-year-old high school debater at Miami Beach Senior High. I was on the debate team at NMB.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
We were national champions. What were you?
Well, I was John Bletcher's
friend.
I have no
further questions to this witness.
By the way, I always won on extemp. I wasn't a debater. Can you guess that I was the extemp man?
Yes.
You figured that, didn't you? All right, Cliff has brought with him Sidney Edwards is the program director of the Miami-Dade Urban League, and he's also an alumna of the National Association of Urban Debate Leagues Network. She's originally from Chicago, as is my mom.
Yay.
As is D. Wade. And she's, did you get your spelling from D. Wade? You're
no,
about that age.
No.
Just giving you a hard time, man. We'll get to you in a second. She has begun policy debate in high school at Morgan Park in 2004 and has since pursued debate education as a career to support and encourage youth to engage civically and take control of their opinions and narratives. High five on that.
Thank you.
Somebody wants to know about civics?
I like it. The
whole country knew civics. Anyway, and now we've got Dwayne Martin. Dwayne Martin's why we're here today, man. That's right, Dwayne. You're the star of the show. He's a rising junior student at American Senior High School. I'm so old, they didn't even have American Senior High when I was in high school. He's the captain of the debate team. Are you single?
No, I'm not.
You're not? Oh, sorry, ladies. He's a city financial literacy debate champion in Miami, and he's also qualified and represented the Miami Debate League at the Urban Debate National Championships this past April in D.C. You try saying that. He hopes to attend Stanford or Georgetown. You got a left and a right brain thing going on there. Double majoring in international business and political economy. He hopes to one day be an international attorney and an ambassador for global negotiation. So let me translate it into simple talk. You just want to be the man that brings peace to the world.
Basically.
I love this kid already. Everybody talk into the mic. You're real soft-spoken, so talk into the mic. Cliff, I'm tossing to you. Tell me what's going on here.
Hey, Jim, thank you, number one, for having us.
My absolute pleasure.
Number two, our love to Vivian. We're so very, very pleased that she's doing well, both
thank
Lauren
you.
And I. And so thank please you. Send us, send her our love.
For sure.
Jim, I got involved in this about 4 years ago. We are a 501c3 nonprofit corporation, the Miami-Dade Urban Debate League. We serve under the umbrella of the NAUDL, the National Association of Urban Debate Leagues. There are 22 in the United States. We are the last one to join, the last major city to join. Overall, nationally, there are 10,800 inner city kids participating in these debate leagues throughout the United States.
Fabulous.
Let me give you a statistic that will stun you. And it's hard to stun you.
I'm holding onto my chair with both hands.
80% of the inner city kids that participate in this program nationwide will go to college. That's 80% of these kids will go to college. Because what we try to teach them is, number one, as you said before, to argue your case with words and not violence. To organize, to be able to do the most difficult thing in the world, and that is to be a public speaker, to coordinate and collaborate with your partner and other people in the program. We have had a partnership with the Miami-Dade Public School System. We have a memorandum of understanding with them. They have picked out the tier one schools that they want us to hit. We're at 17 schools right now in the both middle schools and high schools that we are serving. We are also partnered with the University of Miami, Florida International University, and Miami-Dade College. What we try to do is have most of our tournaments on college campuses. We pick up the kids from the inner city. We take them to a college campus on a Saturday. They give up their Saturdays. And we want them to fall in love with the word campus and college.
How can they not?
They do. They do. But let me tell you what they're debating. They're not debating apples versus oranges. Let me give you an idea of the topic for this year that this young man will be debating as a junior in high school. Resolved, the United States federal government should substantially reduce its restrictions on legal immigration to the United States. Now, you want to talk about
that? Could you say that again?
Okay.
Say it again.
Legal immigration to the United States, should the restrictions be harder or softer? You want to talk about a timely topic? This is not kid stuff. This is the stuff of everyday adult world that they're going to be debating this year. So we are very, very pleased. The biggest challenge, I'll tell you, is number one, the kids are the best part of it, obviously.
Please, I mean, come on, stop right there. There's not enough of them in here. I wish you brought 50 kids like him.
Well,
next time.
The kids
I hope
are,
so.
The kids are the best part of it. We want them to come to the tournaments. We feed them breakfast. We feed them lunch. We get them home in daylight. That's very important for the program to work. Okay, because again, yeah, these kids are coming out of challenged neighborhoods. So we get them home in time, and then we watch them grow, and we watch them flower. And today, Dwayne is with us, and you'll see and you'll hear from him. But I wanted Sydney to basically tell you a little bit about how the program went this year. So Sydney, will you take over?
Hold on one second. Warren, thank you for backing up this guy to do this beautiful thing. Amazing. I'm so proud. You guys are talking too much. I can't wait. Go ahead, dear.
Sydney,
you're up.
We had an awesome year in the 2017-2018 year was our third year of existence. And program-wise, we just grew in numbers. We grew in the number of schools who were actively engaging with debate. And we just have an awesome set of coaches. This past year was the first time Miami actually went to the Urban Debate National Championship, which was in D.C. That was the first time we ever, as a city, went to that tournament. But it also was the first time that any of our students traveled outside of Miami, Florida to debate. There's a huge, as Cliff mentioned, national circuit for this sport. And so our students got to leave Miami and debate for the first time, which I think is an amazing feat. And now, Dwayne can tell you about what that was like.
Now, one thing that I want to point out, because people that haven't been involved in debate may not know this, you have to know both sides, right?
Yes.
Okay, that was you talk first. But Sydney, you got anything else you want to throw out here for us
before we get to the star of our show? Dwayne's the star.
Dwayne, you're the star. So Dwayne, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Miami, Florida.
What neighborhood?
You could say Miramar, but also Liberty City. And also Miami Gardens, City.
Wow. So. And you made it out?
Yeah, well, let's not say make it out. Let's talk about rather investing in the community, rather.
Oh, my God. I love him. So tell me about your folks.
They're good people. My mom, she works at UPS. My dad lives in Georgia, Atlanta.
You got brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have 4 siblings.
Okay. And are any of them involved in the public school programs like this?
Not quite. Okay. Not yet, at least.
Okay. So why did you decide to get involved with this type of a program?
I feel like debate was a foundation for the voices of the youth. So I started, at first I went to North Miami and started a program with Nefertiti Dukes. And we started, basically we became associated with the Miami-Dade Urban Debate League and started learning. The topic of that year was national security, NSA. So should the surveillance be curtailed? And through that, through switch side debate, learning about both sides, we were able to develop our understanding of the United States federal government, how it operates, and how national surveillance operates, some type of education that you wouldn't have without debate. And having the opportunity to understand both sides gives you the opportunity to develop the way that you think about these issues and also your approach to them.
That's just amazing. You got more kids like this in this program?
We've been fortunate enough during the 3 years of the program to date to have about 400 to 500 kids participate at various parts of the program. We just completed our debate camp, which was a 5-day camp at the University of Miami, where we had 60 youngsters participating for 5 days. And I think we had 12 coaches and teachers that participated in the summer debate camp. And again, free of charge, they get fed. If you're hungry, you don't think. Okay, so we have to make sure that the kids are fed well. These kids go through more pizzas than I've ever seen in my life. At one of our tournaments, we may go through 100 pizzas, and they take them home if they don't finish them.
Do you have sponsors for the pizzas?
We do. We have a number of sponsors.
Who are some of your sponsors?
Well, some of the sponsors are some of the best law firms in town, because the law firms, basically, they're low-hanging fruit. Insofar as virtually every one of the big law firms in town have debaters that are litigators in the law firm. So, for example, my former law firm, Greenberg Traurig, has contributed $10,000. Holland Knight, $10,000.
Thank you.
Stearns Weaver, $10,000. My firm has contributed similarly.
Thank you.
So we have those law firms that are involved, Boies Schiller. The national chairman of the national organization is Stuart Singer, who is a partner in the Miami office of Boies Schiller.
Wow.
And so we've gotten a lot of favorable stuff from Chicago because the chairman of the board of the national organization is on my board in the Miami area. We also have been fortunate enough to get grants from the Miami Foundation, from the Peacock Foundation. We've received community development block grants. We're in for more grants nowadays. But again, the biggest challenge to me as chairman of the board is fundraising. Fundraising is the name of this game. Other than making sure the kids get fed and that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing in debate, fundraising is the toughest. So what I would do, okay, is I'd ask you to go online. If you like this program, if you think this is good for the community, if you think that words are better than guns, go online to mdudl.org and contribute. I don't want you to contribute till it hurts. My former colleague, Bob Traurig, who passed away a few years ago, once said, you know, don't give till it hurts. Give so you feel better. Okay? And so that's what I'd ask you to do. Any amount of money would be fantastic, and we just need to keep this program going because these kids are our future. okay? And if you don't make the investment now in the future, then things are going to be a lot worse.
Okay, Wanda, we're going to have to take a break right now, but we're going to come back. We're going to have more conversation with Dwayne and with Sydney. Sydney, I'm going to ask you where some of these kids end up going to school, because I want people to see that there's a way out from some of the places that are the toughest places to get out of here, and there's just some beautiful people that are going to contribute to our community, and we're going to help them all. Wanda, take it away. Oh, yeah. Yes, we all know. We tried not to play it, but we absolutely had to, because it's absolutely the way we feel about the folks that are in the studio with us right now. And I really hope that you'll continue to listen and that you'll continue to contribute with Cliff. We'll say the place where you can contribute again. These young people are our future, and our future is beautiful. Oh, my God. This kid just makes me feel so great, Sydney. I don't know how you do it. He's just so beautiful. All right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. We always say it, and you know it by now. They've got a great Audi store in Gainesville and down in Key West. They sell all the great name brands. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
You've got 30 seconds. You better get in there.
Not yet.
Oh, Jim Freed.
Are you ready?
Don't make me do this.
And Wanda Miles.
Come on. Who's got the best talk show?
We do. We do.
All right.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, this is Jim Freed. Connect to capital investments, service, and opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking. All right, everybody. I've been sitting here getting good wisdom from my new friend, Dwayne. I love this kid. And thanks again, Sydney, for coming, and for Cliff for bringing him in. But I'm talking about real estate capital. That's right. If you need creative real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can help you plug the hole in your capital stack. What does that really mean? That means there's all kinds of money that people need for transactions. And I know a lot of people, they have all kinds of different money. So if you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I may be able to help you do lots of deals here urbanly. Maybe you've seen some of the deals that I've done. See what's going on over on Channel 10? I did that deal. I want to see another deal I'm doing. Well, I can't talk about it right now because I'm on a confidentiality. But I can tell you this, the stuff going up over by Jackson Memorial Hospital, over by the baseball stadium, did that deal too. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Solitaire across from Brickell City Center. Me too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about Dwayne.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone with the iHeart app, TuneIn app, or 880 The Biz app.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. Well, we are back. It is Superstar Day. We've got my friend, superstar land use attorney and community activist, Cliff Shulman. We've got Sydney Edwards, who's made it her goal in life to make the world a better place. And then we have one of her best projects here, Dwayne Martin. He's a rising junior student at the American Senior High School. I'm sold that didn't exist when I was in high school. He's the captain of the debate team. He's got all kinds of great things that he's doing and done, but he really hopes to attend Stanford or Georgetown. Like I said, you can't figure out left or right, can you? And he is going to double major in international business and political economy. He hopes one day to be an international attorney and ambassador for global negotiation. I just hope you bring peace to the world. I think that would be just a great goal. So let's get back to it. Sydney, tell me where these young kids go. They go from the streets of Miami and South Florida to where?
Many of our students actually remain local, so they go to Miami-Dade College, many of the campuses throughout the city, but also some end up going to Florida Atlantic University. A few of them end up at the University of Central Florida and a few other Florida schools. But now that debate is becoming more popular in Miami, a lot of them have aspirations to go to bigger debate schools like Emory University, like Northwestern in Chicago, and schools like that. So that's my job, to sort of like understand where they want to go to school, not just kind of what they've been exposed to.
Yeah, I think helping them make decisions is really important. I think that they lack really insightful leadership only because the generations that have come before them have been deprived for whatever reason. We don't do politics here.
Something like that.
We don't do that stuff. So now it's all about the superstars. So Dwayne, tell me, why did you decide to go into debate? And why did you select this type of a career path? And just make my heart glow. I'm not going to say a word.
I wanted to join the debate because I felt like it was a platform to give me an audience to speak where otherwise I wouldn't have that type of platform. So having different corporate individuals or having different individuals within the community to sit in front of us and judge us and have that 2 hours or so to be able to be heard is what I mainly joined the debate for. Also the opportunity to give opportunities to individuals of my age who otherwise don't have the opportunity to do so, who feel like their voices go unheard and need to be heard. I chose international business and political economy because via debate, I've had the opportunity to travel. And traveling opened my eyes to a world in which needed some type of change overall. So with that being said, I feel like majoring in international business and political economy and understanding the way that these things work, even if it may be against certain individuals, understanding the way that it works may lead to some type of change for these individuals.
Change is glacial, but if you don't try to make change, it's never going to happen, young man. Now, I'm fresh out of it. You just nailed me. So then, what is one of the big issues that you see facing the international community today? Not the topic of your debate. What do you see as a young person that's educated and has his eyes open? What do you see as one of the big issues that we need to address today?
I feel like the issue is rather, we shouldn't look at it from a perspective of macro, but rather begin micro. Micro and intrapersonal issues are the reflection of the world that we have right now. So rather than targeting a specific issue, we should focus on the individual and understand what issues happen within us, what happen within our communities, and that spreads out to the issues that happen abroad.
You know, I find that when I go out and I go to anywhere, I make it a point to talk to as many people as I can around me, especially if we're different than each other for whatever reason. And I really work hard to make it a point to say that, aren't we getting along and having a good time together? And I'm not going to ask unless the answer is yes. And when I say that, I said, you see, it's not about the division that other people want to cause. It's about bringing all of us together to make the world a better place. And to what I do, as I like to call it, to get value system alignment. Mm. What do you think? Take a deep breath. You don't have to answer right away. It's okay. That was a heavy thing. What do you think?
I feel like, yes, there is some type of value system when it comes to understanding certain types of things, when it comes to like things that we can bond over. But also there are some issues that we must talk about that certain individuals don't face. So debate gives us that opportunity. It gives us that lead way to speak about these issues that otherwise would go silenced in our taboo in everyday society.
What would you like to talk about for the next couple of minutes that otherwise wouldn't be spoken, and you've got a platform and you're going to get a tape of this, and you're going to have it for life. So tell me, what's something that you'd like to talk about for just a minute?
I would like to talk about the violence that happens on black trans bodies that has been happening in Florida and Jacksonville and abroad nationally, and how these individuals aren't represented, and how these type of issues should be covered, but they aren't, and how debate and having and giving developing these portable skills will lead to change of those type of things.
So your issue that's really important to you is the, say it again.
How black trans bodies or individuals go unrepresented, or even after their deaths, they
trans,
are
trans. You're talking about the issue of trans?
Yeah, trans individuals.
Okay. And I just wanted to make sure I heard that. I think that's a very big issue. Very big issue. I sat on a plane recently with Dr. Renee Richards, mm-hmm. not to think that I, you know who that is. So I'm very sensitive to that particular issue. I have many friends that I lost in a plague that you know nothing about. Mm. I totally hear you on that. What's one of the things that you've observed in our community that you think is getting better because there's better dialogue?
I feel like the ability for youth especially to represent themselves, and also the willingness of local leaders and local community builders to listen to the youth and understand that these are things that we have to, that can't go unnoticed. So programs like Miami Dade Urban Debate League, who facilitate youth who otherwise wouldn't have the opportunity to learn about colleges or to travel at all, talking about inner city youth who rarely have the opportunity to leave where they are because of circumstances, of course. So having the opportunity through debate to travel, to develop your platform, leads to some type of change. It's a progress, a step towards it.
Where's your favorite place that you've traveled, and where is the place that you found the most interesting? They don't have to be the same.
Through debate, I had the opportunity to apply for this program called the NIA Project.
The what project?
The NIA Project.
NIA? Okay.
And they take students from Miami-Dade abroad to learn and
where?
To teach. So last year, I went to London, South Africa, and Namibia.
What?
Yes. But without debate, I wouldn't be able to do those things. Debate is the portable skills that you gain with debate, and along with the opportunities that you get with debate, are the
NIA Project is one of the examples. We're practicing right now. This is great. You're doing a tremendous job. Now, what part of the country have you not visited yet that you'd like to visit, and why?
California, because I want to go to Stanford. So hopefully having the opportunity to go to Stanford and probably debate even, having the opportunity to be scouted by these coaches will give me opportunity and several other students the opportunity to get scholarships to these schools that we otherwise not have an opportunity to go to.
Now, Sydney, that brought up an interesting question that I wanted to run by you.
Absolutely.
So these are tournaments.
Yes.
They're athletic activities, and there are scouts. So does that mean there are scholarships?
There are scholarships.
Oh, and so, high five. Scored on that one.
Nice job. There are tons of schools, as I mentioned. Big debate schools.
What are some of the big debate schools that the young people can aspire to? I want to hear names because I want to create desire in these young people.
Northwestern.
Oh, wow. I've been to Northwestern. I've worked in Chicago for a summer. Amazing.
Emory.
My sister went to Emory. Beautiful.
Wake Forest.
I haven't been there. Oh, but I did have a friend that went there. Andy went there.
Nice. I don't know Andy, but
he does.
I'm sure he's awesome.
He knows.
Of Texas Austin.
University UT Austin had a friend that went there. Many friends that went there. That's a great place. And just think about the launching pad UT Austin can be.
University of Michigan, where Dwayne went to the summer camp.
Oh, Michigan. The guy that owns the Dolphins went to Michigan.
our own University of Miami.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have lots of friends. Even though I'm a Gator, there's nothing wrong with the U.
Is University of Florida going to be named, Sydney?
I was kind of about to just sweep it under the rug, but of Florida.
Thank you.
Great.
The list goes on, honestly.
Great. Anybody there that wants to know about real estate at the University of Florida, when you guys go up there, I can make sure you get the talk with the real estate guys because I'm on the board of the real estate folks. It's time for a break. Let's take a break. And then we're going to come back and we're going to Dwayne on the spot some more because I think we're practicing. This is extemp, Dwayne. Wanda, take it away. All right, everybody. We've been debating in here whether the University of Florida is up to snuff enough to get Dwayne in there. I'm going to keep lobbying, Dwayne. All right, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a new when you're looking to buy or lease a new car, you got every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. And as you know, they've got great cars at their Audi store in Gainesville and an amazing selection down in Key West. They're all terrific cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, it's back to you.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
That's why I wanted you to name it. All right, everybody. That's right. If you need real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right. Got a complex situation? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Got an easy one? First time I get that call, but give me a call if you got an easy one too. That's right. Drive around town in the traffic. Sorry, it's my fault. I've done a lot of those high-rise buildings. I helped them put those together too. So if you've got a piece of land that you'd like to market to some of the big guys, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are here with my good friend, Cliff Shulman. And Cliff, I want to thank you so much for bringing Dwayne Martin in. What an amazing person. It's terrific to know that our community can put out superstars like this, and I'll bet you're not the only one in this debate thing that is a superstar as well. Dwayne, tell me about a couple of your friends that you do this with.
I have quite a few friends.
Who's on your team? Give them a shout out.
So we have Justice Garcia. We have Cassandra Martinez. We have Jana Rawls, Imani Shutchins.
They all come from the same high school?
Yeah, all from the same high school.
Okay.
We also have a few other students from Jackson High School. We have some students from
the Miami. The Generals?
Yes, the Generals. Miami High School. We have some students
from... The Stingarees?
From, yes, some students from North Miami Beach.
Go Chargers! I'm a mighty Charger myself.
Some students from Edison.
Edison. Edison's the Red Raiders. Yes. See, I went to public school here.
Quite a few students from several other high schools as well, such as South Ridge and South Dade as well.
Sorry, it was from the north side. Those guys I don't know as much. So then tell me, you've met your friends. You're going to go on a debate trip. What happens when you go on a debate trip between the other debaters?
Usually there's a lot of frantic prepping on the bus.
You get together, you bond, you create experiences. Yeah, it's like a fraternity, right?
Every single individual that I've met, like I've been in the program for 4 years now, all of these individuals I keep in contact with, and we talk about debates, we talk about prepping, we talk about life, we talk about school.
Oh, hold on, stop right there. You talk about life.
Yes.
That's the most important thing you're going to talk about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the things that you talk about life?
We talk about what being in debate can do and can help us and the individuals within our communities, and how many other individuals can we help within our community to essentially build this community and find a way out, essentially.
If you would do one thing to help somebody to come out of the community, you had all the power. You're now empowered. You're now the director of international peace and goodness, which is what you aspire to. What would be the first thing that you would do when you waved your magic wand?
Travel. I feel like traveling and gaining experiences. Travel opens up your third eye.
Well, I actually think that it would be great if you traveled, because I think that you would export your goodness to people that don't feel it. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's a great thing to aspire to travel. I think by traveling, you could certainly impact the world. And with that, I'm going to transition to, what'd you do in Namibia?
In Namibia, we went to several different schools, and we also had the opportunity to speak to the ambassador of the U.S. ambassador of Namibia.
When you went to the schools, what did you do?
We taught math and science and reading.
How beautiful. How beautiful. This is amazing. How many more people are there like you that you know, Dwayne, in the debate program?
I feel like every single individual within debate is just like me. We all have the same aspirations.
So beautiful.
We all have the aspirations to do better and to help individuals that aren't ourselves, whether that be via scholarships, whether that be via even the simplest thing like helping someone prep that they don't know an argument about. Like, small things like that happen in this community. We have a strong bond.
Wow, this is just amazing. You know, what you've done today is you've impacted many different people beyond just the ones that you touch every day. I want you to know is that the one thing that you did today is something that almost everybody can do, but very few people do. What you did today was you gave people hope. Hope's not just a town that Bill Clinton came from. Hope is something that's very valuable. That's the most important thing in life, but yet something that's missing from the place where you came. So when you travel around the streets where you came from and you travel around the world and you try to solve the problems, the most important thing you can do is to reach out and touch somebody the way you touched the entire audience today. To bring yourself to them, open yourself up, make yourself vulnerable, let them get to know you, because you can't give somebody a bigger gift than that, young man. And I want to thank you, Sydney. I want to thank you for dedicating your life to making the world a better place and putting up with old codgers like Mr. Shulman over there. And Cliff, I left you for last. I left you for last because you're the person that makes the whole thing go. You're the only one here that was here the last time, and I got a feeling next time you'll be here too. And I want to thank you. You know, you began the show by thanking me and saying great things about my wife, but I'm going to finish the show by saying great things about your wife. Lauren's here today, and Lauren's done so many things to make the world a better place. You haven't said much today, Lauren, but your spirit and your impact are felt every day by many, many people that will never get to know you. And that's right, we're going to end up with you, Dwayne, because remember, all the things that you do are going to impact many people that you'll never meet. It's a big responsibility. You got to walk a very narrow, straight line. But when you do, you're going to find that the benefits are just so beautiful. Live your life in whatever way you want. Don't allow yourself to be bound up or done anything wrong that takes away something you see as an opportunity. Fight for everything that you believe in. And you want to know something? You're going to achieve it. I just know you will. I want to thank Cliff for bringing in this beautiful people today. I want to thank Adriano for the testimony he let me give earlier today. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Real Connects, Turkel Brands, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. That's at the University of Florida. And I want to thank our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. You can see all this on the Facebook page. The audio will be up as soon as Robert Pitts posts it. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. My Twitter is @JimFreed, @FreedOnBusiness. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website's freedonbusiness.com. If you missed today's show, Robert Pitts will have it up presently, along with a blog I'm going to write about this. How could I not? This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? I think you know by now, it's because I love doing this. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Oh, guess who this is?
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
You must be the greatest radio show host ever.
On 880, The Biz.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.